This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to talk about why the Cowboys have faded away into competitive irrelevance. From the 903, you guys really blow the Cowboys' struggles out of proportion. The Chiefs went 50 years without making it to the Super Bowl, not to mention like 20-plus years without winning a playoff game. All right, a couple of things there. First of all, don't you think people in Kansas City probably talked about that along the way? And my response to them was, sorry if you think the worst stretch of football in the history of the franchise by every measurable standard is blowing their struggles out of proportion. Their response, the history of the franchise. Not the history of the NFL. Well, you got me there. So the Cowboys have been awful over the last 25 years. And here's why it comes up. Because this is the 25th anniversary of the last time they were in the Super Bowl. This time...
Today?
Well, this general time period. 25 years ago, we were getting hyped up for the last time the Cowboys would be in... let alone win.
And none of us knew it. We all thought this is going to last forever.
100%. That is definitely what I thought. And at the time, I think I was 15, maybe 16. And I was like, we're going to win all the championships forever. Because when I started caring about football, we were already getting to be the best.
Like, I was a senior in high school.
And
I didn't know it literally was 100% Jimmy. But over time, we found out it was all Jimmy.
So let's put that into, I got this from the Dallas Morning News, and here's some staggering statistics for you. Did you know that 13 teams have won a Super Bowl since the last time the Cowboys were in the Super Bowl? But here's where it's really going to sting. People like to throw out this stat that only Dallas, Washington, and Detroit haven't been to an NFC championship game in the last 25 years. Now, that is technically true. But let's really tell the stat that will hurt the most. Did you know that those are the only three teams that haven't been in multiple NFC championship games in the last 25 years? Green Bay, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Carolina, Atlanta, Minnesota, Seattle, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, the Giants, St. Louis, or the Los Angeles, Chicago, and Arizona. Every single one of those teams has been in multiple NFC championship games in the last 25 years. So it's not just that you haven't been to one, it's that all of those other 13 teams have been there at least two times. That stings.
I honestly didn't,
a lot.
I did not know that, Ed McMahon.
And then we go to postseason success. Over the last 25 years, do you know how many playoff victories the Dallas Cowboys have?
I think three.
How many years?
Oh, no, they have more.
25 years.
Because Troy had a few. I'll say five. I know three since 2000 because Romo has one and Dak has two.
I'll say six.
We have four.
I'll say four.
That is
a horse-ass organization.
Well, check this out. That's 13th best.
I just don't know, though, Kevin, how you can have this little success and be the most valuable sports franchise on the planet.
And 13th in the NFC, not in the NFL?
Yeah, 13th in the NFC, but get this.
Out of 16 teams.
Out of 16 teams, but check this. When it comes to playoff losses, we have the fifth most. Now, I want you to really think about that.
At least we've been to the playoffs enough times.
Yeah, you know? We were kicking butt, man.
Really think about that for a second.
Hey, it's all about Cowboys gear, bro.
Is there still PSLs available for me to buy?
For the teams that have as many or more playoff losses than the Cowboys, it's the Vikings. They've won eight playoff games in that span. The Eagles, they've won 14. The Seahawks, they have also won 14. And the Packers, they have won 19. Those are the teams that you have the same number of losses as.
Hold on, what was the lowest group? Because you said 19 was the last one. What was the lowest again?
8. So the team that's in the same losses group as us has twice as many playoff wins, and that's the next worst. Then from there, it's more than 3 times. And if you get to the top, it's almost 5 times as many playoff wins as the Cowboys.
I love when the Cowboy homers say, well, at least we don't have Daniel Snyder, or at least we're not the Detroit Lions. I'm like, that's it. And then the conversation has to stop. And that's the only two. And honestly, after Jimmy Johnson, there's no difference between Jerry and Danny.
Somebody asked this Kevin this question, guys, and Kevin said this earlier. Lots of media from the 903 referring to the Bucs as a perennial loser or a losing franchise. But the Bucs did win that Super Bowl in 03. The Cowboys' last one was 96. What does that make the Cowboys?
Yeah, okay, let's talk about that. Tampa Bay, as I said, one of the most nondescript franchises in the NFL.
Yes, there you go.
They have now 8 playoff wins in the last 25 years, twice as many as the Dallas Cowboys. And you could bring up that they won the Super Bowl 17, 18 years ago, but what the hell did they do since then? A big bag of nothing. And yet they also have twice as many wins in the playoffs as the Dallas Cowboys. And I saw a couple people push back against one of your points, Bassick, about how it was all Jimmy Johnson, because people were like, what about 94 and 95? I'm assuming you're kidding. The team and the juggernaut that he had built, that Jerry Jones himself literally said, one of 500 people could come in here and coach this team to a Super Bowl because Jimmy had built it up. That's why they were able to sustain over the next 2 years.
We all saw the destruction. I mean, I guess if you weren't alive, and most people weren't alive at that point, or, you know, at least old enough to know about football,
like in general,
that are listening.
Most
in
the world.
In general, when I put on Twitter on Sunday, waking up on Sunday morning and going, man, this is the best day in football, the championship football day where you get 2 games of championship football. And I was saying, I'm 43 years old. I wonder if I'll ever see the Cowboys in on this Sunday again. And a lot of responses, because it is Twitter, right? Social media, there's probably not a whole bunch of 60-year-old people on there, is I'm like, man, at least you're 43. I'm 30. I'm 25, I'm 22, I'm 36, and I was this old when I can remember the Cowboys actually playing in the 95 season, 96 Super Bowl. Like, I mean, it's most people that are listening weren't even alive to even see what we're talking about, the Jimmy Johnson Cowboys. And so if you don't know, what happened is the discipline, the destruction, the focus, it all left with Jimmy, and Jerry enjoyed it. I mean, Jerry is a somewhat, when it comes to football, a destructive person when it comes to the football part of it. And he destroyed it, and he's never figured out how to rebuild it. And Kevin, I don't think cares to rebuild it.
I saw this from John Machota earlier. The Cowboys starters against the Eagles on September 30th, 2001, the same day that Tom Brady started his first NFL game. Anthony Wright, Emmitt Smith, Robert Thomas, Wayne McGarrity, Joey Galloway, Mike Lucky, Flozell Adams, Larry Allen, Mark Stepnoski, Kelvin Garmage, and Solomon Page. That was your starting offense. Anthony Wright was
your starting.
How did that
team not win the Super Bowl?
Dallas Cowboys quarterback.
I give Dave Campo more credit when you hear that he went 5-11. I know, like, and I don't think he was a great head coach, but I mean, you know, and guess what? You don't want to know the same thing? You know, when I asked Jerry kind of near the end of the season about possibly rebuilding, like possibly trading players for draft picks to kind of start over, and he's like, this team's way too good. This isn't 1989. He thought 2001's team was way too good to ever rebuild. Do you guys understand that? Like, let that sink in, Cowboy fans. That team that you guys just read in 2001, Jerry Jones thought that team was way too good to ever start a rebuilding process. There was way too much talent on that team to start a rebuild where maybe you would trade some players to then just help the future. That's Jerry Jones.
Did
that's what
more,
we're
going to
deal with the rest of our lives.
I was going to say, from the 817, why? Why are y'all doing this? That
Man, I'm asking that same thing right now.
That is a that's a fair point. I guess it's just frustration because there's something that Steven and Jerry both said this year too that I was like, who gives a F what we think? Is they go, oh, you know, we're not that far removed from the media thinking that we had the best team in the league. And I was like, is that how these determinations are being made? Well, the media, Pro Football Focus, said we made a heck of a move. Like, you're not going with your own people in the room saying, this isn't going to work. They're like, well, the media said we'd be good.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.